New cover crop research will help with groundwater sustainability now and in the future. A team of university researchers looked at the use of winter cover crops at 10 different site locations from north to south in California. Jeff Mitchell, cooperative extension specialist at UC Davis, is part of that team of researchers.
If we can find ways that are going to improve the efficiency of production systems, improve the functioning of the soil so that the soil doesn't disperse, it doesn't create crusting, and so that it readily takes water and stores water, then those are benefits not only for the farmers, but for the, shall I say, the common good of the water managers and the people who are charged, as we all are in some fashion, with conserving our water resources there. So the work, we think, is quite important. It's taken a long time to come out and develop.
Recent UC Davis PhD graduate student Alyssa DeVincentis worked on the project, a project that looks at how cover crops impact soil moisture.
Growers can take advantage of the soil health benefits of cover crops that we already know exist. They can create habitat, add carbon to the soil, improve soil structure without increasing a grower's water footprint. So it's not so much that we are identifying a new, unknown, great discovery. It's almost that we found that you can use these cover crops, you can use this management tool without increasing your water footprint, without pumping more groundwater out of the aquifer, and without increasing your irrigation. And that's really important because all throughout the state, people are trying to figure out how to manage groundwater sustainably. And if cover crops are one of those tools for improving overall water management on a farm, we want to make sure that people know that and can take advantage of all the soil health benefits that are already very well established. And they don't have to worry about pumping more groundwater or irrigating to get those benefits.
Alyssa points out how this research will help groundwater sustainability agencies.
It's important for GSAs to think about natural solutions to managing groundwater. And cover crops may be something that can be looked at as kind of a natural infrastructure, something that can keep water in the ground at the place where it falls, rather than building a big dam or reservoir. It's a pretty low cost, low maintenance solution that can keep water in the ground. And it may not be for every GSA, it may not be for every farm, but thinking about it as an opportunity, one of the tools in the toolbox, I think is really important. And considering it in the context of the other things that a GSA is doing. So GSAs need to really understand the uncertainty and the limitations of their GSPs and consider how sustainable practices like cover cropping are affected either by the methods they're using or the assumptions they're making. And just want to, I think, really hearing from the farmers and the agencies, do they use cover crops? Do they want to keep using cover crops? And making sure that they're not disincentivized from growing a cover crop in response to the groundwater sustainability plan.
Again, that's Alyssa DeVincentis, who is a recent UC Davis PhD graduate student. A peer-reviewed article about this cover crop research will appear in the upcoming issue of California Agriculture.